Alright, time for a draftphysics.com video presentation. Debate physics also, but can't find anyone willing to do any debating or point counterpointing or whatever, arguing in some sort of reasonable manner where you actually stay on the subject and talk about the subject. So the subject is kinetic energy, the 1/2 mv squared versus just the mv. That's all you need. Big M, little v, big V, little m, blah blah blah. Everything just has that in it. Alright, so this argument kind of started with a simple scenario. You take something that weighs a certain amount, one mass. Alright, you drop another one mass on it, and you let it go on its way now as a two mass. Okay. So if you start with 100 as your velocity, okay, what's going to happen here is you're going to end up with 50. All right, your velocity is just going to be 50 here, okay. And the kinetic energy argument, so you've lost kinetic energy because your mass has now increased to 2. And, you know, for this equation to give you the same on both sides, you're going to have to argue that somewhere you lost energy because you got this much smaller V squared, and you know, you have the increase in the mass, and the mass that doesn't do you any good. So you lost half your energy somehow magically. Now the catch is, okay, if you just throw this mass back, give it back with the same energy it absorbed in terms of acceleration, you'll get back exactly what you had before. So I just drop this, you know. So there's physics involved. You can sort of understand when I drop it, what happens. Okay, gravity makes it stick to the surface. And what happens when it sticks to the surface is obviously now this thing has got to push it, pull it. And now it's got to give this acceleration. So this had zero velocity, and now you're going to give this the same velocity as this. And I think kind of obviously it's going to have, you know, because it's the same mass, this is with a one mass, and the total is not going to be 2. You know, when you combine them, that you just took half the acceleration, and, you know, half the value of the original acceleration that had it going this speed, you've just taken half of it, okay, because you've had to spread on twice as much mass. And you have your outcome, which is 50 velocity. And that all you're trying to do really is you're saying it's okay. So let's say I have this double decker here, and now I want to just, you know, going half the velocity of the original. If I eject it straight up like it fell, that's not going to do anything, okay, because you can't do the conversion in the air. There's not going to be any friction. You're undoing the very thing that made you capable of doing the conversion from down, the force down, allowed you to add extra energy in this direction to accelerate that other object. So now you're just going to give it back. You're just going to restore this back to a zero. So shooting it straight up means it's still going this way at half the velocity. So I can't just shoot it straight up. I have to shoot it back. And that's all you really have to do is just shoot it back this way. All right, with the same force that you absorbed, and you'll get back to zero. So it'll be going, it'll be standing still again. So you just apply a force, it stops. It's like shooting a bag, you know, you take a truck and you can shoot a basketball out the back at the same velocity you're going, and the basketball will just drop straight down. Well, the same rules apply here. And the fact is this will be restored to its one velocity. Well, 100 is what we were using. So it'll get back everything you took by adding the extra mass, by you just giving it back. Now, there's devices for doing that. I mean, I could, you know, I could have a spring-loaded little wheel, okay, you know, on the back of the, you know, say it's a truck, you know, then drop it, and then this spring-loaded thing drops down, and through that process, the velocities will be combined. I'll get the same outcome. I'll get the same 1/2 the velocity, but I also have stored the energy to just shoot it back again. So even though it's going down, it's going to convert it into the angular momentum, and that's going to be converted into acceleration, And so it's doing all the conversions for you, and then you just release the little thing and shoot it back, and you'll be pushing it in the right direction, up and out, and it'll go back to being zero. So the weight goes back to being zero velocity, and the truck gets back to 100 velocity. You know, it had 50. It had 50 after you dropped the extra weight on it. So, I mean, it's a simple enough experiment, and there's just, I don't see any room for you to keep making this argument that this kinetic energy formula is real. Momentum is what's conserved. The kinetic energy is silly, in the sense you didn't lose half the energy here, okay? It's not half the energy's not gone, because you do have twice the mass. The 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour is literally equal to the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour. If you crash them, okay, 5 here and 10 here going half the speed, and you crash them, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to crash right here as if they're the same exact thing, because they're the same exact weight, okay? A heavy thing with less velocity, half the velocity, is going to weigh exactly the same as the light thing going faster. And it's just about weight. So I guess I should just keep making this argument about weight, 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 weight. Gravity makes your matter have weight. If gravity isn't moving you, you don't weigh anything. I mean, it's just so obvious. And it's just obvious that I could apply a force to an object horizontally on a frictionless surface, and I could duplicate exactly the same amount of force in this horizontal direction that gravity is producing this way, in the sense I could make a bathroom scale read the exact same weight it reads this way. I can make it weigh exactly the same going this way. And all I have to do is give something a specific same amount of 10 meters per second velocity to do that. It's not actually 10 meters per second. It's like dropping something from, if you want to double something's weight, you just drop it from 9 millimeters. Okay, so, but then you have to calculate the speed of gravity from 9 millimeters, so it's a little complicated. I should do that, actually, someday. Acquire the exact speed. I think I did it in an earlier video, I just don't remember what the number was. But it's something like 10 miles an hour or something, I don't know. Something like that. And then you'll weigh your weight when you hit something. And it's just mass and velocity. Again, just mass and velocity. There's nothing, you can't have anything else here. So again, they're kind of just, it's a lie to say if I convert from a 5-ton train into a 10-ton train, that is, I can just make the lever argument again. Where I put the 5-ton out here and I put the 10-ton crashed here, and I can push a 10-ton train in going 5 miles an hour here, okay, and I can produce a 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour there. Theoretically, I mean, there's nothing stopping that from working. You lose a little bit to the fulcrum, but I mean, it's a little bit, and it'll work. And the same is true in opposite. I can put the 5-ton train in going 10 miles an hour here, and I'll get the 10-ton train out here. And come on, there's nothing else to this. Momentum is the only kind of energy, and momentum is weight, it is pressure. It is everything. Everything's just the movement of matter. It's just M and V. And you can just have different M and V. You can have different arrangements of mass and velocity. You can have little tiny bits of something moving very fast. You can have, and then you can have lots of stuff moving slow. That's enough of a video. Just re-emphasizing the point. Just losing all enthusiasm, because to me these are indestructible arguments. You can't make any argument that's reasonable saying, where did all the energy, I dropped the weight on and I lost half the energy of the system. It doesn't happen. You can look at the experiments. I've shown the experiments with little carts and stuff. They drop the weight, half the velocity. And again, you can get it back. You get the velocity back by just ejecting the weight with the same acceleration it takes to get it back to zero. So if you eject it by pushing on it, the object's moving with you. you eject it by pushing on it with exactly the same pressure, okay, it would take to get it back to zero. And then this will regain exactly what it lost. How can this system have half the energy if I can get it all back by just simply pushing this? Yeah. If you, it's a per, like people have run off the back of trucks, right? Until, so they run off the back of the truck at the same speed that the truck is traveling, and so they land on the ground without any injury, because they do, you know, they're undoing the acceleration, and in that process they're pushing the truck, obviously. So if they wait a lot more, you'd see the truck accelerates. But anyway, yeah, just, you know, no enthusiasm. But, you know, there's no reasonable counter argument, and there never will be, because momentum was always the truth, and kinetic energy was always a fable. And it's, you go through the history and you'll see there's absolutely no good arguments. There's no presentation of decisive physical evidence. None of that took place. The victory for the kinetic energy formula was just fake. You know, it wasn't made out of anything with any integrity. It was just some sort of bizarre popularity contest. Who's saying what? And that's all that mattered. The right people said it. The right people said, I believe. And that's it. There's no good science to it at all. It's not reasonable. It's not rational. It's not useful. There was nothing wrong with Newton's mechanics. There was nothing wrong with understanding energy as mass and velocity. Period. Yeah. Alright. So, till the next time and such. Might not be as many videos, but yeah, I just can't see any point. There's no, can't generate any interest in a real conversation regarding the integrity of the kinetic energy formula. None. All right, so I do this thing now. I'm already forgetting how to, you know, do the video. So this has been a draftphysics.com, debatephysics.com, but again, just can't find anybody capable of making any, presenting anything like a piece of good evidence and a good argument. Just isn't available.